The Wisconsin Future Farmers of America Foundation expects that about 15% of the state's ag education programs will be affected. Foundation Director Nicole Nelson says more schools could consider doing the same once the final budget numbers are in. Nelson says it's unfortunate so many are considering scaling back ag offerings or dropping the program altogether, because ag education is becoming increasingly important.
It's hard to determine at this point where things will go if we don't have that qualified, interested, and knowledgeable and prepared workforce to take on those jobs. It's also just interesting for agriculture across the globe that we are in a position where we need to double food production in the next couple of decades. So across the globe, agriculture is becoming a very important topic.
The Alma Center School District Board recently voted to drop its ag program. Low student interest and bleak expectations over the budget were behind the vote. School board member Tony Lean says it was a tough call.
I figured that'd be the last thing that I'd ever have to go ahead and cut. I'm very involved in agriculture. We had a lot of people there that was concerned about the ag program. And yes, it was a very, very, very hard decision to make.
The Wisconsin FFA Foundation's Nicole Nelson says about 15 ag teachers are expected to retire this year. She says there are usually 5 retirements in any given year. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.